All the time. All the time. Civic Media Radio Network. John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to give us a call, phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. It's great visiting with Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
He knows so much about sports.
I know, but, you know, he's on the road all the time. He goes to the hotels. I'd like to know if he goes to the hotels with continental breakfast.
I know.
But when I hit the road with my two sons, who are Gen Zers right now, we always, you know, graded the hotels by the machinery they had that made the breakfast for
us. Continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Like the waffle iron?
The typical ones were the waffles. Yeah. You know, you knew those. You know, just got used to using those. Right. But the ones, the really fancy ones, had the pancake makers.
Oh, yeah.
And that was that was high tech stuff.
Good stuff.
And I was wondering if he paid attention to any of that stuff.
You wanted to ask him.
We ran out of time. Something new, something different.
Well, we ran out of time with Mike. So, well, he could maybe he'll call back.
Maybe he won't talk anything but sports with us. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
All right. Well, let's move on to the census. Okay, the new census, excluding immigrants.
Yeah, this is the new idea from Trump, right? He wants a new idea for the census.
Violates the Constitution. The Constitution says count everybody that's
count
in the country.
Everybody.
It doesn't exclude anybody. Yeah. Everybody that's on U.S. soil is counted.
That's the way it's always been with the census.
Yes.
But he wants to change that.
They want to change it. And this is a little story I picked up on NPR. Let's listen to Cut 70.
Okay.
Preparations for the 2030 census are already underway, but in a social media post, President Trump says he has instructed his administration to immediately begin work on a new census that excludes people living in the states without legal status. The 14th Amendment requires the, quote, whole number of persons in each state to be counted in the 2030 census number set to be used to determine each state's share of congressional seats. And the Constitution gives Congress, not the president, the final authority over the census. Decades ago, Congress passed a federal law allowing a mid-decade census in 2025, but the results cannot be used for redistributing House seats. Last month, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia introduced a bill that tries to change that and calls for a new census and congressional redistricting before next year's midterm election.
That's not good news.
Well,
maybe this is what Trump meant by saying, hey, you don't have to vote for me anymore after this election. Remember that?
Right.
You don't have to vote
anymore.
You're
not going to have to vote after this election.
This might be just part of the big plan. We know that Howard Lutnick, Commerce Secretary Lutnick, he's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And I thought he's in charge of the Census Bureau. They're very strict at the Census Bureau about the information, keeping it secret, private. No one can get in. It blocks all of the government agencies from accessing their information.
Right. When you were doing the census, and again, you did it for the last 8 or 9 years,
Eight years, yeah.
Yeah. You were telling me how tight they are with the information and just even logging onto your computer.
I had to log in every 15 minutes practically.
Yeah.
And you wore a little lanyard with numbers that changed every 15 or 16 seconds.
No
kidding. You had to enter that in to log back into your laptop.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was very strict. And
very
then when
secure.
Then when I was reading all these stories about what Doge was doing, going into all this private information, I was thinking, that's it, you can't do that. That's completely illegal. That's impossible. You shouldn't be able to access this information in each department. Each department, they have badges, they screen you. They didn't screen anybody from Doge. They just let him in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a nightmare. But, you know, Stephen Miller's out there, you know, promoting the idea of a new census. Who else would you put out there in the media to talk about how great that new census could be?
Oh, no.
So let's listen to Stephen Miller.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Chicago, New York, Massachusetts. Democrats have gerrymandered the vote beyond recognition to try to maintain their advantage in the House elections. On top of that, let's not forget, Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump.
They sued
the administration. They fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens. Texas is taking just a small corrective step against this ocean of fraud, this ocean of abuse by the corrupt Democrat Party.
Sean. No, that's not true. That is not true at all. I mean, we defended we were just defending the Constitution. You're supposed to count everybody, not exclude anybody. And that's all they did, just defend the Constitution. And Stephen Miller should know that, I think. But, you know.
So can Trump just do this?
No,
just
he can't.
Change the census?
He really can't do it. Now, Charlie Kirk wrote this. Okay. 2020 census was done wrong. States like California are overrepresented as the census did not fully account for their population loss, nor should illegals be counted. Now, the population loss, that has nothing to do with the census. The census, when you take the census survey, is a snapshot in time. It counts only for that snapshot in time.
That's it.
It is not predicting if you're going to move or leave. If you're living there, they count you. You can move the next day, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
All right. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congress must pass my bill so American citizens only will be represented in Congress and show proof of citizenship, by the way. Mm. And a mega cult guy said, Democrats are about to be shocked. They will lose any chance of a majority.
So that's.
Well, gee, that sounds fair. We're not aware of your plan at all. No. Thanks for keeping that a secret.
Man.
Yeah.
A lot to keep track of.
I know.
Try to change things again.
Well, they're not going to be able to do this. This will be stopped even by the Supreme Court, I would assume.
Hey, news is coming up next, an update of weather, and then we'll be back with more. It's John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.